That was Mark with his
didgeridoo,
which is made out of PVC pipe.
Yeah, well,
and ghetto.
And ghetto. I didn't use ghetto to make this.
Yes, you did. Some people put love into their creations. You put ghetto into it.
I put blood, sweat, ghetto and tears juice. Into this.
Oh man.
Yeah.
And intro ghetto us. Juice. Intro us up.
Intro us up. No, I'm not feeling it today.
No, you all have right. to.
Okay, I'm just kidding. I'll no, 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 you won't. No, you won't. No. Okay, I'll do it. Fine. Okay. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Lazy Gamers Podcast. And we switched out mid tables that the microphone stands on, so I'm feeling classy today. But no. With me today, well, I'm your host, Mark Dries.
No, Diet Dries.
Don't call me Diet Dries. With me today,
he's the ringmaster.
I'm. You are Mark Dries. Ringmaster Dries.
You're Diet Dries.
Okay, whatever
you
want.
You always be that to me.
No, you won't. All right,
okay,
no,
then
I
you
won't.
Can always be Zippy. Remember that nickname?
Who else is Zippy?
Don't you
remember that? Mr. Weisheibel. Well, with me today is AJ Weisheibel.
Yep.
Yes.
The reigning champion.
The reigning champion, as they call him around these parts. Mm-hmm. Ron Kirschbaum.
Hey.
Ron the Lionhearted, yes. As we refer to him.
It's been a while.
And Adam the Eviscerator Subot.
We needed nicknames. It turns out I rip people from the inside out. Sorry, I eviscerate.
Vivisection.
Not what? A real word.
I was going to say,
it's
not a real word.
It's a magic card.
Not a real word.
All right, we have no news as
I
usual.
Have
you got news?
I don't have it written down.
AJ, you're making us look bad.
Right.
To show you the lineup of segments.
Did you see my new segment I posted on Facebook?
You posted a segment?
Or I told
on
you
Facebook?
A segment.
Without me?
It's called...
What is it?
Brie Olsen's Tweet.
Oh my god,
week.
Yes.
What?
is this like a porn star or something?
Yes, this is a porn star.
Oh, how did I guess? Oh wait, her name is Brie Olsen.
Oh, you're pulling it up.
The only thing that would be a more
now,
obvious...
I'm just going to get it ready for later.
Actually,
the only thing that would
I
be a more obvious porn star name would be like if her name was Diamond Candy.
Crystal.
Diamond Candy.
No, that's the music recording song.
Oh, yeah, that's what we use. Okay.
Crystal.
Crystal. That's actually the name of the program that we use to record this. K-R-I-S-T-A-L.
Isn't it open source, free, crappy software?
Yes, it is.
Hey, that's my history.
That's how we do things. Open, free, and crappy.
Like AVG.
Yes, like AVG. I'm going to put my... That's a virus scanner thing.
And
I'm
going
to put my didgeridoo off to the side. I'm going to tell you the lineup for this podcast that you're listening to. Because we're not organized, but I can pretend we're. So, probably going to have some news. Maybe Brie Olsen Tweet of the Week, although that's going to be pushing it, because I've heard that stuff is weird.
I'll have you screen it first.
Okay, I'll screen it for your delicate ears, ladies and gentlemen.
Didn't we read Craigslist advertisements?
Those are pretty bad, but I've heard some really bad things about
screen.
This tweet.
Really?
Yes. what else is there? Okay, Open Your Mouth with Mark Dries, that's me.
Oh, do we have another one?
We have one.
Oh, yes.
It's about 3D glasses.
Yes.
Yes. Although, it wasn't sent to us as a Open Your Mouth segment.
Is Open Your Mouth the rant segment?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm excited. I missed this.
Mine wasn't very good last week, so I want to redeem myself.
It's a
myself.
Little raunchy, I don't know.
Okay.
We'll do this first. I don't care about news. I want to hear Brie Olsen's tweet of the week.
Okay, and then we had something else, right? Afterwards. Oh, yes.
Yes, we're eating.
We are going to eat for you.
We're going to eat for you.
Actually, you know what? These aren't,
There's a couple good ones.
They aren't as nasty as you thought they
no,
were.
No. They're... They're nastier than I want to read.
What? No! There is nothing so nasty.
There's
some good ones on there, though.
AJ, you gotta let me read through this list after we finish recording. Alright.
I don't know if I can read that out loud.
Let me see if
we're
I can
explicit.
Read one out loud.
I'll read it out loud.
No, I know we're explicit, but I don't
face.
Wanna... I don't wanna... No.
Maybe we should purposely beep... Just read one and purposely beep everything that's...
See, but I'd have to do the work.
Oh.
Sorry.
If you want to try censoring it, then go ahead. No, 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 no.
I won't read it out
loud. Yes, you will read it out loud. I know you, Ed.
Scouts Honor.
I've met you before.
I will not read it out loud.
Josh. Scouts Honor isn't any form of a promise or anything like that. It's just like, I have Scouts Honor. Yes. That's right.
On my Scouts Honor.
Okay, okay, okay. The top one. Adam's face just went from normal to what?
Give me one word that would describe that one. Because I read them all.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are...
Oh.
I'm not going to read these on here.
Oh my god, no he's not!
If you are curious to know what this is about, go on Twitter and look up Bree Olson.
You do not want to read this.
It's been highly suggested to me, and I'm not into that, but that's what hilarious. It's been suggested to me, and they are quite hilarious.
They're
ridiculous. Yeah, probably.
We should show this to us, but anyways. Jared?
Perhaps.
Did you read the pregnant one?
Yes, I...
I thought that one might be a little appropriate.
A little appropriate. That's how you know things are going bad.
Yep.
This is slightly appropriate, being slightly inappropriate.
Well, it's more appropriate than some of them.
Okay, anyways, yeah, look, do some third-party scouting if you're interested.
Yeah, do it, it's worth it.
Yeah. okay, well, I want to hit you with a piece of news first, actually. It's a fun little factoid. Harmonix
was sold for $5.
Was sold for $52.
Oh, yeah. It was $50.
Roan, your intake on this?
It's sick.
No, not the Bree Olson thing. We're all set. We're talking about Harmonix being sold for $50.
Harmonix
is the company that makes Rock Band, right? Yeah.
And they completely blew themselves out, and now they sold for $52.
They blew themselves? No.
Out.
Who are you, Bree Olson? Get out.
Rock Band's over. Like, yeah.
Yeah, but $52?
Some people might still buy it, but I don't know.
Oh, here's the most appropriate thing.
I don't think you understand.
Wow.
It's not a game. It's not. It's the company.
The company.
Yeah, I know.
The company is for sale. Okay. Somebody has bought it, and they sold it for $50.
Two.
Okay. $52.
Well, they didn't sell themselves. MTV sold them.
Yeah, I mean, whatever benefits your company owns.
Ass is more expensive in Tijuana.
You wouldn't know.
Tijuana.
Well, here's how I figure.
Anyways, okay.
They're just going to go more and more in debt, so like they're going to have to sell low.
Well, that's why they sold it.
Yeah.
To absolve the debt. But it's still like, really? That's like been one of the major, like absolute dominator companies of the past like maybe 3 or 4 years.
Really, Rock Band was just
which
a fad.
Died. Yeah, like, no, it was a fad, but it was dominating the entire gaming market.
Well, and they made Dance Central, which is awesome.
Yeah, well, now it's moving on to Dance Games. Is I can't even call it a prediction because it's happening, but that's what I would say is where it's going.
Just because of Dance
Central. It's the 100-meter dash, and the 66th meter is dancing, and we're going to be there until the 70s. I'm talking complete bullshit right here, so let's...
As usual. I'm just kidding.
Please make me giggle.
Maybe
AJ,
it's
off your phone. Now, you're done.
GTA,
cutting
no.
you off from the Bree Olson. It's over.
I read him already, but...
Oh my goodness gracious, that's
well,
terrible.
Well, the most appropriate one was about Walker Texas Ranger. Is this Walker Texas Ranger? And it was a picture.
Oh.
That's all it was.
I thought it was going to be some terrible fantasy Walker, Texas Ranger.
I have fantasies about
destroying my childhood. No. Well, everyone does, but
that was the most appropriate.
Most of those fantasies involved harvesting his tears and curing cancer patients for money. But...
most of them?
That just killed it. I'm sorry. Yeah. We should eat that shit.
Not
yet.
No.
It isn't time yet.
It's not time yet.
Tis not the time.
We haven't even said what it is, but I don't want to say what it is yet.
No, me neither. It's worse than Hammer Gel, apparently.
So our loyal listeners will enjoy this.
Yes. Our loyal listeners.
All
four.
Our loyal listeners will have us. That's four times more than I thought there were.
Us.
Technically, infinitely more, because I didn't realize we had a loyal listener.
So, like, counting me doesn't make sense. Put it down to 3.
I've listened to it a few times. It's not that good.
You know, there's that one guy, he's got brown hair, and he just sounds really sexy.
All of us have really? Brown hair and sexy voices.
It's me, okay, guys?
Somehow I knew
I
that.
I like how the one description you can come up with for yourself is the one that we all share.
It was supposed to be funny, but I guess not.
I guess not.
Bitch.
I'm just kidding.
Which, by the way, is my new habit. I like adding bitch to the end of people's sentences.
Well, don't do that. Not to my senses, anyways. I don't care if you do it to someone else. Don't hijack mine.
Bitch.
Anyways, good shiest, everybody. Good shiest. Let's get some news going. You said you had news.
We need a poll.
Well, we have plenty of news about Sony. The NGP. Really? I think we could have a discussion about the NGP.
What's the NGP?
Yeah. You know, versus 3DS. Okay.
No, I can go over it. All right. You can just interject wherever you want. But the NGP stands for the next generation the screensaver. Try not to do things that the listeners can't see.
I'm sorry. The screensaver popped up and it was a giant picture of some scary chick.
Yes, the screensaver. Always. Always good stuff. Okay, so the NGP is the next generation portable from Sony.
And, PSP2.
Which is actually what it stands for. We're calling it the PSP2. That's all there is to it. It's basically just a PSP on steroids. They're thinking, is it a touchscreen?
There's a touchscreen on the front and there's a touchpad on the back. Which could be used for like R2 and L2.
Yeah.
To tap it.
What else is there?
Because they want to make it super delicate.
It's really, really like just hardcore internals is their big claim to fame on this one. It's
quad processor.
Yeah, quad processor inside of a portable.
What's the use of
inside
that?
Of a handheld.
Inside of a portable. It's the size of the old PSP.
Are
actually
you
slightly
me?
Bigger maybe.
Yeah, I think it's bigger.
It's slightly bigger than the old PSP.
A quad core how does that thing stay cool?
How is one of these?
Who knows? Probably
do you have to wave it up and down like a flag when
your UMDs are gonna light up or just melt.
They're using SD cards now.
Ooh.
They're only sold in Alaska. And you're suggested to play them
one
outside.
Like, how much do you think one of these
Okay, my estimate, all that considered, also, okay, no, I'll get to that later. It's probably going to come out to, like, $400.
Yeah, oh, probably. What?
Like, in
okay,
my opinion,
it'll come out to
guess.
$400.
I know it's
I
Sony,
that,
but Jesus.
They might
and
take
I think
it and go $300.
I would almost guarantee that if people are willing to pay $300, they're willing to pay $400.
Right.
So they'll keep $400.
But do you think that that maybe Sony learned from making the PS3 $700?
$600.
Well, it was $700.
It sold fairly well, and it's steadily dropping
maybe it was
the price.
Different,
so.
My God. Did you know GameStop had the pre-order price at $1,000?
I did not know that.
Hey, Sony, we're going to turn people off of this if you don't get us a price yet.
wait, so it's going to be SD cards?
It's basically. Or like a memory stick.
So it's download only?
No, it's... Okay, you can buy... It's kind of like a, you know, like a cartridge, like a...
Like a DS cartridge?
DS cartridge. So you're like an SD card.
Okay, a DS cartridge is an SD card.
Well, not by technicality, no.
Not by technicality,
not like
but it's the exact same. It's not the exact same
It's the same idea.
It's going to be kind of like that, or at least that's what I think they're saying. We don't know if there's going to be a UMD slot for old PSP games.
UMDs.
I would rather just get an iPod Touch than, like, the new PSP thing.
Well, the iPod Touch isn't exactly the same.
Yeah, but
because
like,
the iPod Touch, I would almost consider more. You'd rather have dual analogs than a touchscreen.
Yeah.
You don't.
Well, that's
like
what the PSP is both.
Yeah. No, I understand that. But
just
does PSP, or rather, do you not like the on-screen
ones?
Digital?
They're okay, but
I'm completely fine with them.
I prefer the physical.
Oh yeah, I'd prefer the physical. I think anybody would.
I mean, I can deal with it. It's no big deal.
But yeah, I think that people will willingly pay $400. However, another feature on it is
money,
that it can get 3G. So that
might.
You can download games.
Well,
anywhere.
I mean, it will, but there might be like a separate mock-up that doesn't happen.
Well, yeah, the thing is you'd probably have to pay for that, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
You'd have to pay for the 3G, because they got to spend money to keep the satellites in the air.
Which I don't think they should do, because they're trying to promote this whole idea of...
Actually...
I don't think they do.
Constant
to keep the satellites in the air?
No,
probably not.
I'm pretty sure they're. I'm pretty but sure that gravitational acceleration does it on their own.
I don't think Sony owns the.
Yeah, they just have to rent out this portion of the satellite.
Yeah.
Oh man,
Sony doesn't own it.
I just realized that I could make a killing if I could make satellites.
Like.
If you were NASA.
Sony NASA. Would have to... they would be smart if there's a way they could do this whole 3G thing without making people pay for it. Because
it wouldn't work.
I know, but I'm just saying... Because they're promoting this whole thing of constant connectivity.
Yeah.
You know, you can... Your PSN account will link with your PlayStation, with your Xperia PSP phone. Your all this stuff. It'll all be interlinked. You'll be able to download everywhere. And you'll be able to connect with people and, like, say, Mark's playing Call of Duty on his PSP. I'd be like, oh, he's playing Call of Duty.
That's
I'm
what
sorry,
I'm playing.
This is a poor example. But then he's like, oh, he's playing Call of Duty. I'll just download that right off the store and we can play it right now. And, you know.
I see three problems with this. Mark wouldn't have one.
I know.
Mark wouldn't be playing Call of Duty.
Example.
See? You would have already had it.
I wouldn't get Call of Duty. Fuck that.
I actually have, like, a technical problem with that, is that this connectivity... It's not based on Bluetooth, though. It all relies on the 3G. So if you don't have 3G, I don't think you can connect to the other PSPs in the area either.
Right. Which is
completely ditzy.
Yeah, they should use Bluetooth. That's what they're using with their PlayStation 3. It'd make more sense to just do Bluetooth.
Or it was their evil plot.
And
like Miyamoto's evil plot.
Unless
Miyamoto
they're
always
using
has
Bluetooth,
an evil plot.
They're just not telling us yet.
I think that... I'd be willing to bet that if they go entirely digital or try to, or if they went, if they attempted to go entirely digital,
like the Go.
Well, they would get fucked like the Go, but they would also, I think stores would have a problem with that.
Yeah, that's why, that's what one thing is, that's why they're thinking about just doing these cheap SD cards, because of the fact that then stores might refuse to carry their product.
The actual console.
We can't sell games.
Can't download a console.
Exactly.
Or can you?
So, I mean, Amazon would still sell it, and that's probably where it
would
buy it
because stores generally lose money on consoles, yes?
Yeah.
Usually
do.
They make money on the games.
I mean, Sony...
The companies.
Sony could do it solely based on ordering. And they would probably get just slightly under what they would make in store sales.
Mm-hmm. I'd get it. I'd go Amazon. Because you can usually buy things cheaper on off of Amazon. Dude, this iPod Touch was like $40 cheaper than getting it from a store.
AJ, do you have like Amazon discount deal things?
What do you mean?
Like, do you get some sort of discount because you use it all the time?
Well, when I pre-order games, I
give them
$40
give the listeners his code.
No. That's not what I was looking to do.
Like,
I want to get an electric violin.
Go on Amazon.
Yeah, I know. I went on Amazon, and they're like $50. But I thought maybe you'd get free something. Your mom does? Yeah. What do you get?
You don't have Amazon Prime.
Hook me up with deals.
I'd be willing to give you a deal if you let me have that apple pie.
Really?
Yeah.
Adam left an apple pie at my house that he had just bought, and he forgot it on like my shoe rack or something. And now I'm refusing to give it back to him.
I want that apple pie.
You do get free shipping if it's over 25.
Oh, do I?
So you'll get free shipping.
Well, what about tax? Well, tax.
You
can't get a coupon to do tax.
Whatever the price is, that it shows.
Really?
If it's 50, if it just says $50, it's all you're paying.
Really?
There's no taxes, there's no shipping.
Oh my god.
That's why I buy from Amazon.
That's awesome. Okay.
What a fortunate
turn. That is a fortunate turn of events.
Amazon.
Just need to work out. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. I have never had a bank account, ever. Not once. I just hide my money in various places. I'm like a squirrel.
Yeah, I was in personal finance. I don't suggest that.
Not in my sock drawer.
It used to be in your sock drawer.
I don't keep it in my sock drawer. You want to get me robbed blind?
You're losing interest.
I know it's
Mark.
Not there anymore.
I'm just kidding.
You moved it since you showed me where the money was.
I don't get interest for keeping it in
exactly.
my...
Oh, no. You mean you won't get 1% interest on your savings?
Well, it seems like...
You could invest in mutual funds.
But I want to get a bank account now. Not so that I can save money, it's so that I can spend it in a different way. I want to link my PayPal account to it, and then...
I have to use my mom.
Ta-da. Exactly. That's a pain in,
it's a
pain in the arse.
Here's my idea.
Good mom, come
we
over
need
here.
I know, right? I'm like, I'm a grown-ass man.
I want to do it myself.
We need to have scanning paper shredders so that you can just put physical cash in your computer.
What
are you
okay.
It's like Tron. It vaporizes it and it goes to the...
Why would it need to do that?
Because it's Tron.
Because you're obsessed.
Tronify me.
But like,
what was that? That blog.
We're all talking at the same time.
That blogger on the sci-fi website was like, in my opinion, Tron Legacy was just a Daft Punk music video.
Actually, most Daft Punk music videos are animated.
Yeah,
they're usually.
In fact, I think they all are.
Not the new one for the Tron thing. It's them. It's them racing on light cycles.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
So really? Actually, it is animated, CGI with them.
It's animated in a different way.
Yeah.
We should stop talking about Daft Punk and go to something
NGP,
relevant.
I just want to say games, Resistance, Killzone, Little Big Planet, Uncharted.
So
you got all those?
So
that's what's coming out for NGP.
Sony's.
Oh wow, you mean PSP2?
Oh, I'm sorry, PSP2. That's what they. Those are all the tech demos they showed. All first party.
Really? How's the Uncharted one looking?
They said their only problem with it was that they were making them do all these crazy things at the back thing, like climbing the rope. They had you swiping up and down. They're not gonna make you. That was I think just a tech demo to show what they could use.
Sure.
They're not gonna make you do that in the game. They're just gonna be joysticks. And
maybe
stuff, it might
you
be
never
like
know.
An alternate thing.
Now
if you want
you have
to,
no idea how
now that
how
they
much
have those touch pads. They're gonna want a gimmick.
That alternate thing's a good idea if you just like.
Yeah, I think that was also one of the... Yes, that you could slide up,
new,
you could do that.
New technology hates intuitive control schemes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fact of life.
It sounds interesting.
Okay, see, that's much less terrifying screensaver. Just like, oh...
Stop bringing up the screensaver, man.
People
can't see it, so it's not gonna work out.
I don't know.
I can change it to the album art.
Nice.
A mouse eulogy?
Of
Lazy Gamers,
yeah. I'm not gonna do that, but I could. I should update our album art. I made it in like 3 seconds before I posted it. I was talking to AJ, I think on the phone, like right before he sent me the first cast, and I was like, I'm just gonna go ahead and make a logo for us.
Yeah.
That was back when you guys were the OG.
Oh my god,
we
our
were
cover
the OG
should be
group.
Left 4 Dead Slut Edition.
Wait, what?
That we came up with last time.
Perhaps
a
photo
Dead
bucket.
Kennedy edition. Sniper.
Jesus, that's like almost a sin to do.
I still gotta make that picture.
People,
Kennedy sniper assassin.
People who don't listen to this on a regular basis might be very confused, but I'm not gonna go back and explain it.
Listen to the last episode. Jeez, yeah. Keep up.
I just like remembered like,
what are you lazy?
I just remembered the what are their names? The guys who
so you didn't remember them?
No, 60. The guys who do the. No. Before you talk, the Spore video with God, who did that?
That was Mega64.
When you started talking about Kennedy, I remembered.
Your words have touched me like a bullet in Kennedy's brain.
Right, it's okay, we're friends.
What was
Ron
about
say
to
that?
Say, though?
I don't remember any actors except for that
see
one.
See what you do!
No, that's what he did.
Oh,
just...
yeah, okay. Oh, that was what you were gonna say. I don't remember any actors except that one guy. Ron said that to me before.
Yeah, but Ron's Ron. And if you don't know Ron, and you haven't been listening, and we haven't explained Ron...
You won't know Ron.
Ron is Ron.
Ron came, Ron saw, Ron conquered.
No, Ron...
He now owns this podcast, rules it with an iron fist. The Lionhearted. What?
I'm scared.
Oh, yeah, he should be.
I'm scared.
His fist is iron.
Oh!
I'd like to point out that
not
that
a particularly
all of,
valid.
Hey, horde demo hits PSN.
All of our nicknames are violent, except for you. You're just the leader of a circus.
The Ringmaster.
I'm just a reigning champion. It doesn't imply that I killed anybody.
Actually, we gotta change that because that's like a. I think that's an ICP thing.
Diet dream.
It is.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's gonna catch on. All
right. We actually emails.
Emails.
We need emails about what Mark's nickname is.
Ivanini, right?
Ivanini! We need to know how to pronounce your last name.
She has since stopped listening.
Probably.
It's over.
Our long
shut off the lights!
Ended.
We're out.
Do you think we could actually get this up today, Mark?
No.
No?
Not.
Who do you think I am? Somebody efficient?
He's not Chris Angel.
Not Chris Angel.
That's right, you're David Blaine.
Miracles.
I'm David Bowie, contact juggling.
David Bowie.
All right, let's,
actually, David
let's
Bowie
eat
didn't
the stuff.
Even do the contact.
Let's eat the stuff.
You're not going to eat the stuff. Look at the time. Look at how long.
Well, I have plenty
how long
of news
is it
here,
been?
Guys.
I don't know.
AJ turned off the
I'm
monitor.
Not allowed to talk about the screensaver.
No, you're not. Hit us with the time here.
24.
24. Like not eating TV stuff show. Yet.
Oh, it'll take us like half an hour just to work up the nerves to eat it.
No, it won't.
Let's get some news
the
going.
The stacking make it comes out today.
The stacking? What is this about?
That is, I think I brought up on a different podcast. But
no, you didn't.
For
what other podcasts are you
Russian
on? Are you cheating on me?
No.
With this podcast.
They're Russian stacking dolls. And they, you know, the little guy, he bounces in other ones, he controls them, he gets their powers. It's like a bunch of puzzles. It's made by Double Fine. You're very distracted.
Oh, it's made by Double Fine.
Yeah.
It's gotta be good.
Funny. And it's $15, which apparently is a little much. But it looks really fun. I look forward to playing it.
I couldn't tell if you were joking.
Adam's offended by the Russian thing.
What?
Russian stacking dolls.
Oh.
Actually, I went to the World Folk Fair in Milwaukee. Russian table, all they had were nesting dolls. All they had.
They didn't have fur hats.
They did not sell fur hats.
They did not sell
nesting
wolves.
Dolls.
What was that restaurant?
What?
What was that restaurant with the crazy burgers that had
the Flappy Duck? Oh, you're talking about Red Robin?
Uh-huh.
That's not a crazy restaurant. It's actually a fairly common restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Fucking A, Mark. Rowan,
well,
I just said
crazy,
Mark.
Just because of the accent.
That was probably really loud.
Yeah, that was. AJ's opening bugles. This is going to be a very hard to listen to podcast.
Yeah.
Ian sent us a mail that said we don't separate it enough. We gotta separate it more.
Separate enough for you?
Don't put the bag by the microphone.
Yeah,
it's loud.
Down.
You're not allowed to eat bugles anymore. It's over. Shut off the lights. We're done.
There's one on your stomach.
I'm gonna put you in a timeout.
Yeah, I eat them away. I'm a good boy.
That's right. I'm gonna put you in a timeout. You don't even know.
Go to your room.
There's walk all the way to your house.
Killzone 3.
What? Killzone 3's coming?
No, February 22nd. Along with Bulletstorm!
Oh, jackpot. I can't wait for Bulletstorm, actually. I'm very interested. And if you, if you haven't... don't put that on the air. If you haven't seen it yet, one of Epic Games... their way of advertising their game is they released a game. Not a demo. They released a satire of all popular FPSs right now, and it's absolutely hilarious.
Duty calls. I've seen that.
Yes, well, duty calls.
Boring. I am an enemy.
They parodied a Halo trailer first, and then the Toy Soldier one, and then they did Duty Calls, which is.
I didn't realize that was an advertisement for a game.
Yeah, that's an advertisement for Bulletstorm.
Well, you have to download it to know that, because at the end there's a trailer for Bulletstorm, or you have to read IGN.
Wow.
I am an enemy! You can't shoot because you are in a dramatic cutscene to add to the dramatic effect of the game.
But he screams so real.
Upgrade! Master Mega Sergeant Shooter Person to the max!
Master of all Sergeant Shooter Persons Extreme!
Yeah, so if you want to look into that, it's called Duty Calls by Epic Games.
You can tell I
only
throw bad
start.
Guys because...
That is the subtitle.
You can tell I am leader of bad guys because I have full rich accent and eye patch.
Yeah.
I have nuke. Nuclear missile bomb.
I will not give it to you so easily.
Give me the nuclear missile bomb. Okay.
America.
Okay, that's enough of that. Anyways.
Yeah, that's too much
spoilers. No, I think he says win.
Not maybe he does. I don't
America
know.
Is win. What are we at?
Is
I keep
that
looking
just one
at the
level
clock.
Or is that the whole thing?
I think the whole thing is one level. How much money are they going
to
sink into a satire of an FPS? Yeah. Don't pass them the bugle.
If they
don't
go under,
if they go under
catch
the table,
don't give them the stick.
I'll catch it.
He actually did catch it, which is impressive.
Three for dexterity.
I don't have that.
Dexterity plus three.
On his finger.
You didn't even put it on your finger and make witch nails.
I guess I need more then.
No.
Heresy indeed, Roan.
I sort of just want to, like, stone him to death, don't you?
No. No, you don't.
No,
nobody does, and nobody will.
Then again, whenever...
Stone Roan, that is.
When... I'm done. You cannot use that rhyme in my presence ever again.
I rhymed?
You said Stone Roan.
Yeah, a good song we could end with.
Stone Roan, then I can be Mark the Lionhearted.
You cannot. No.
Dang it.
No, you
can. Already have an ending song.
Go for it.
No, you can't.
Do we?
Yes,
no.
I have an idea for one.
You know what?
It's a rap
gift
song.
Cards.
I was
you
gonna
can be whatever you want to be.
Shh.
Gift cards.
Shh.
Doesn't count.
Do you know that?
Gentlemen, please. You're upsetting our listeners.
Are you familiar with the song Opposite of Adults by Chitty Bang?
No, I am not.
It's a good song.
Okay, well,
I think it is, at least.
I was thinking Just What I Needed by the Cars.
Just What I Needed! Which one's better after this?
After what?
After
the Cars. Oh, okay, yeah,
then,
yeah.
Then we can determine
which we shall do that. Although, oh wait, no, we already have an opening of me playing the Dudge.
You start,
or game
you,
a double
you started Just What I Needed, and I thought you were gonna start the James Bond thing, because you're like, da-da! And I was gonna go, da-da-da!
Hey, did you know that the guy who wrote that died?
He did?
When?
No way.
Last night, I killed him!
No, he died at the age of, I think, 70. What's his name? I can't even think of it.
70, that's kind of young. Then again, everybody's so young when they die.
Yeah, how old was he?
106. Oh, he was so young. Full of life!
What's the cutoff point between, oh, that's young, and he had a rich, full life? 20. When does it suddenly become rich, full?
I guess it depends on what year it is, because, like, back in the 1800s, if you died and you were, like, 17, he led a rich, full life. Married and had 16 kids. And
Jesus Christ!
You're aware that would put him at, like,
eight
fornicating
oxen.
At 10 years old, right?
That's how they did it. That was the 1800s.
The winkies, like,
you weren't in the 1800s. You don't know.
Twins. Oh, speaking of fornication.
What?
California?
If you're not aware, I love the phrase, fuck the police.
Yeah,
but then
it's actually
realized,
a great phrase.
I realized that I'm white, and I can't say that. I've started to say, fornicate the law enforcement.
Which is absolutely awesome. I love it. That's a Rage song, is it not?
Probably.
It is?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a song by Rage. Against
that might
the
need to be the end of this podcast.
Perhaps. Beep wouldn't know that.
Mr. Beep?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you don't want to say his last name. Yeah, no.
Because he's pretending to be a Rage fan.
Adam thinks that I'm a magician, and I'm just going to, like, levitate him out of the chair. He's got his fingers out. He's going
to
say something.
He wants to eat that.
This?
Yeah, I think it's time.
We're doing this right now?
I think so.
I'm not doing this.
Yeah, what?
I'm
yes,
not.
You are.
No, I'm
yes,
not.
You
I'm
are.
Already. No, no.
You
I'm
can't
doing,
pussy out.
No, okay.
You
here's,
can't pussy out of this.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Turn on the screen. I need to know how much time we got left.
Move the mouse so it doesn't
We're going to
so
do
bad.
Some eating. On air. Yeah. You know, we all know how much you love that. It is absolutely
of each
hilarious.
One, we should pass it around like a joint.
There's four of them, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eat a whole one.
You're eating a whole one.
Here's how this works.
Or else no Kringles.
What if it's delicious?
Here's how it's. Okay. Here's how this is. What's happening? Ron and I, earlier in the week, went to the Oriental store. And we picked up a little gem that we thought it might have been tasty. And I will read you this. Actually, Adam will try and pronounce it.
It says,
This is a form of, like, pudding. Except it's not really pudding.
Pandan flavor pudding.
It's in gibberish.
It's in gibberish.
Well, I mean, it's a language somewhere, but it's gibberish here.
I'm scared.
We speak American.
The ingredients, the first three ingredients are water, sugar, and creamer. How can it be bad?
You can read Japanese?
It's in English.
No, it's probably in, like, Korean
English,
or something.
It's
pandan? Pandan? How'd you pronounce it?
Pandan.
Pandan? No.
Oh.
Well, you know, I can't eat this, guys, because I'm allergic to pandan.
Bullshit! You're eating it with us!
Okay,
folks.
I don't even know what a pandan is. I'm not gonna. You, once you
no.
open
oh
this,
my God, it comes
you cannot
get
okay.
out of this.
It came with tiny spoons, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. But I have already opened one of these at Roan's house and smelled it, and I know.
I smelled
I
it.
I know
too.
I don't want it.
Wait, did you eat it?
I didn't eat it because
well,
I can't.
You have to.
Yeah, you
it
have
smells
to
like fermented
no
piss. You guys don't even know.
So does the winter melon stuff.
That's
Mark, come on.
I'm
okay.
scared.
No, I'm not gonna do this because I know I won't
Mark,
be able
not.
To. All right,
open it up. Open it up.
Like that's
Mark,
just straight gross.
On,
take a whiff of that.
Ah!
Yeah.
Hey, you gotta try it. Come on.
No, you
just
don't.
Pass one around. Why do we have to each eat a whole thing?
I'm not.
I'm not eating this whole thing.
Okay, Mark, you need to take a spoonful.
I'm not taking a spoonful of anything.
Yeah, you need to try some.
No.
No, you can't be like the one person not.
I can. I very much can.
I vote we all chicken out.
It's absolutely disgusting.
Look at this.
Okay, AJ. AJ,
I'm still right next to you.
Guys,
everybody stop.
I can't open it.
AJ, open it and take a whiff and tell me your first reaction.
Wait a second. Mark. You know how normally when you stick your spoon in Jell-O, it's like, oh no, now there's a thing in it.
I can't open it, guys. I need help.
It's supposed to be pudding. Adam's sticking his spoon in, and it's not leaving a mark in it.
Oh, wait, I just made some marks. All right, we're good.
You broke the skin along the surface.
Are you really that? Wow.
My hands are sweaty, Mark.
Mark,
and they're greasy from the chips.
Oh my god, you made it greasy and sweaty.
I told you.
Mark, take a look at this right here. Everyone here is trying it, except for you, and this is live.
Listen.
You need to try some of this stuff.
It's not live.
I have shits that taste better.
Taste?
I agree.
Actually, it doesn't smell that bad.
Well, it's a live mic.
Smells awful. I can smell it from here.
This is one of the nastiest things I have ever smelled.
It doesn't smell attractive.
No, come
this
on.
This is gross. Mark, no.
Look at that. Look at that right up there.
But I don't care. It says pudding on the label.
I am ready to take a shot.
I am ready to spit this out.
I don't care. I'll skip out on the Kringle for this. This is
edible,
gross.
Right?
Yeah, it's edible.
It's actually cyanide.
Edible-esque. Hold on now.
I'm starting.
If you're okay, AJ's gonna go for it.
I'll do it.
Balls to the wall.
Hold on.
Oh, y'all gonna do it at the same time? We gotta get reactions at different times.
Stop. Look at AJ's, Rowan's, and mine.
Rowan's balls to the walls.
Right,
it's like coming over the sides of the
spoon. Apparently we're getting reactions at different times. Yeah. I'm going first.
Just the face he just gave me. It's enough that I... Oh my god.
Not for this heap. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. I think Adam's exaggerating. Well, then again, he took a huge spoonful of it.
Yeah, no, he took a tiny piece.
Oh, he did?
He's gonna throw up.
No, I'm not. But I am not touching the rest of that.
Ron didn't even. No, you're not.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Oh, this is gross.
It's not staying on the spoon. It's getting pulled back into the cup.
It knows that it doesn't want you to eat it. All right, boss of the walls.
Oh, my God.
You just did another one.
Ron didn't even say anything.
Going for more.
Ron's the man of steel.
He likes it.
It doesn't taste like anything, guys. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, man, take a big spoonful like I did. Take, like,
okay,
bigger than that. No, that's like a half a spoonful.
I take issue with the flavor of white gourd.
Yeah,
I've had a drink of that, and it smells exactly like it, and I've drank an entire can of white gourd before.
There you go, that's big enough. You'll taste it.
It's disgusting.
I'm scared.
It's not going to be any different. You're clearly not being affected by it anymore.
It's like violence. You just get desensitized to it.
Don't keep eating it. I'm done.
Put that down.
I forbid you. That's disgusting. Oh my god.
Well, Mark, you want to cut the balls?
I am totally on Mark's side here.
That was gross,
nasty
dude.
Shit.
It's
you
just
didn't even try it. Mark,
I know.
Eat it.
No, I can smell it from here, and I'm gagging in my mouth.
I did not think it was that
This
bad.
Is the one thing that I do not... there are, like, bugs that I would rather eat than this. This is gross.
He would drink a bucket of jizz for $1 billion.
I would drink a bucket of jizz for $1 billion.
Come on.
But that's a completely different thing.
I'm not saying... Start small like me. I exposed myself to a little bit of it, and then I was desensitized towards it.
He spent the last podcast...
You gotta cut the Kringle first.
Giving
cut
himself a desensitization first. To Iocane powder.
Okay, I'm gonna cut the Kringle before anything happens.
I wonder if anybody got that movie reference.
I don't know what you're talking about, so probably not.
Oh.
And
the
I'm like
the Bride?
I'm like the king of
Why
misc.
Is it serrated, the spoon?
I think
they want you to cut the Jell-O.
I'm pretty sure it broke apart.
Oh.
Right?
No, that's a knife on the end of each spoon.
What?
Well,
yeah,
they
actually,
expect
right.
some shit to go down.
It moves, stabbing with this.
Defend yourself!
That's gotta be what it is.
I should take one of these to school tomorrow.
Oh my god, you can take that. Well, that's,
share it.
That's Rome.
No, I don't want it.
You'd have to ask
it. No, I don't want it. I'm kidding. It's not that good.
It was disgusting, is what it was.
It's just flavorless, is what it is.
It's not flavorless. It's flavored fermented piss.
I didn't taste anything. Maybe I'm sick. Not like.
Yeah, you're sick.
But like, you have a cold both. Or something.
Can we settle for both?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm psychotic.
I'm still
like to eat socks.
Well, speaking of psychotic, I want to watch the rest of The Silence of the Lambs. We were watching like little clips of it.
Yeah, for whatever reason. I don't even remember.
I wanted to see him cut off somebody's face and wear it.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, well, that's Silence of the Lambs.
Have you seen it?
Nope.
Adam Subot, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a solid film.
Solid.
Adam Subot starred in it.
So,
that's right.
Like,
oh, yeah. I'm not
gonna be doctor, whatever that guy's name.
Okay. Wow, really? That, where are you? Okay,
like Freud.
All right, here we go, balls to the walls! Penises. No, I can't.
Dude, dang it, dude.
I pushed that. I grabbed it, and I was like, I was just about to, like, shovel it, and then I was like, I can't, no, I can't do that.
You want me to spoon feed you?
No, I don't.
Did you just cut up the Kringle?
Like your nurse?
Yeah, I did, but...
That would be like the hat incident.
Okay, I will hold these bugles, cure it. I'm not even kidding. I will hold these here, you will take a bite, and you will take a bite of...
Yeah,
I'm gonna take a bite of pee. I'm not doing any of it. It's disgusting. It's absolutely the grossest thing.
It is the nastiest thing I've ever tasted. I'm still encouraging you to do it.
I had a lot of bugles before that, so maybe that's why it doesn't affect me. If bugles cure it.
Nah!
Because I had a mouth of...
I'd rather drink an entire cough syrup bottle, you realize.
Do you want to do the NyQuil challenge?
Don't knock it till you try it.
I don't know what that is.
You drink an entire bottle of NyQuil and then try to, fully pleasure yourself before you fall asleep.
We're doing it! No.
Is that...
That is about as internet legitimate as the Cinnamon Dragon. You just find it on different forum boards.
That's interesting.
Like, you can have some of the
what?
You can have some of the finger.
Hold on, I'm gonna...
What?
Let's go.
Just go for it, man.
And when he did that, she just shoved it in that car.
The more I don't want to...
Just start small.
No, I'm not going to start small. If anything, I'm just going to shovel it.
Yeah, exactly. Do what I did.
Nobody expects
don't
you.
Don't take that much.
Do it.
It tripped on my pants. It tripped on my pants. I'm
no,
out.
Gave
No.
Eat it.
No. AJ's trying to spoon feed me.
Motherfucker.
I'm not gonna do it. That's gross.
Come on. We all did it.
Before this happened, I was like, I will not be doing this.
I just realized how similar to drugs this is.
Listen. The next time we have a food challenge, I will do 3 times as much as anybody else. But this, I cannot
do. You
didn't
realize that the next food challenge is a Kringle, so that doesn't even, like...
No, not the Kringle.
Not the fucking Kringle.
Speaking of which, hand some of that shit out.
I heard you about to say the F syllable, so I can't remember. No, the next... What if the next challenge was to eat, like, a pile of shit? And then we each ate a pile, so you would have to eat three
piles.
Piles
of shit.
Well, you know what? I'll cross that bridge when I get there.
Fine, we're holding you to that.
We can find something worse than this.
Good, sir.
If you don't
I guarantee
apart.
You cannot find anything worse than this.
I have had much worse food than this.
Yeah, well, good luck. We're finding
like,
something
I am deep frying shit things. From the yard.
You don't even have a dog. How do you have
you
shit
can deep fry shit from my yard.
He'll make the shit.
I will make the shit
in your yard.
It's gotta ferment. It's like wine.
It's supposed to be like a filled Kringle, but it's only like the bottom is missing.
This is gonna be messy.
Oh, that's delicious.
We got it from a local bakery, Schoenberger's.
Shane.
Just never happens to be open.
My mom claims to know the person who owns it.
Shane.
Shane Burgers.
And then there was silence.
Eating is bad for this podcast.
They're a bakery. / arcade.
Ooh,
no, I'm just kidding. They're not an arcade.
Fuck you.
But when I said, when I walked in, I don't even remember how it came up, but I'm like, what if they just replaced all their baked goods with arcade machines?
They might have a shitload of arcade machines.
But then I also pointed out that would be the worst. This is raspberry what?
No, this is strawberry lemon.
Strawberry lemon.
Oh, really?
Mm. I convinced him to buy it.
There's a choice between strawberry lemon and blueberry raspberry.
How much?
AJ, pause the podcast. We can't talk while we eat this.
I can.
I can, too.
Oh, wait. You gotta be raging. Go raging. Rage Against the Machine?
Out of the mouth.
About.
I still don't. No, I can't figure out.
Reading in the mouth.
Pissing in the mouth.
Oh! Open your mouth.
There we go.
You go piss.
Can we
check
the
time? How did that name come about, by the way?
Alex used to say that to me all the time. He'd be like, Mark, open your mouth. I gotta take a piss.
44.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
This is really, I think...
Well, I'm excited to hear Mark's bitching about 3D glasses. Which, as long... Mark, can I say something about 3D glasses before you start?
No.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks. No. What I'm excited for about 3D glasses, I hope everything has to be in 3D, but we still need those 3D glasses so that they start to develop styles of them that you can buy and take to the movie theaters. Because I am buying steampunk opera glasses for 3D glasses as soon as they're available.
You might have to make those.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of trying to figure out your sink, AJ, how do you work this demon contraption?
I don't think it works.
What? How am I going to watch
I think
that?
It's just a drain. Go
You're
upstairs.
Not. Start raging.
I'm not going to rage yet. You mean ranting?
No.
There's a napkin right here.
Yeah, it is. I covered
no,
the
I mean raging.
So I didn't cut myself.
Really? You yeah. cover knives with napkins so that you don't cut yourself.
Walking downstairs, I could have tripped.
What?
It wouldn't have mattered.
If you tripped, then your knife would have gone through.
That, I figured someone would need it, so.
You have amazing foresight, AJ.
Solid cover-up, AJ.
Well, you know what? I
being in this basement reminds me that we never got to shove that dog treat into Lucas's mouth.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Good choice.
This is really good.
Yeah, it is.
I still hold to the fact that if AJ had had jalapenos, it would have been way better.
Why would AJ have jalapenos?
I have jalapenos. You don't because you're Irish.
I think.
You know what?
Okay.
After you finish eating that, you're just going to smell this crap in the center table. And you're going to be like, crap, I need another
Kringle. Now you can never eat Kringle again because it'll be like... It'll be like when you eat something
like
a bunch and then throw
memory.
Up.
Oh, you mean like last year at the Klondike?
Yeah. AJ can't eat chicken noodle soup anymore.
At least that Campbell's bullshit.
What time are we at?
It's like probably 46. This is
like
2 minutes.
It's like with the dog experiment. Yeah. What is that called?
Pavlov?
No, that's the person who created it.
Pavlov's
conditional,
dogs?
Something conditioning.
Operant conditioning.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure Pavlov did classical conditioning.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
It's
double tree!
Pavlov, Watson, and then this guy below him.
The guy below him.
Yeah, he blows him. A lot.
What?
Floyd?
No, it's not Floyd.
Floyd doesn't blow. Oh, excuse me. Floyd doesn't blow. He gets blown.
Oh, that's right.
He gives blow. No.
God, Floyd is such a perverted little penis head.
So is everyone, according to Floyd.
So you call him a penis head. We gotta sink to his level.
Okay, wait. As long as Mark's gone, let's get back on the subject of gaming.
Oh, we can't do that when he's here? Alright, you know, gaming, it's a cool thing. Hey, guys, I'm gonna throw it out there on my PSN if you guys wanna play me on anything, and just so you can get your ass kicked.
Right, because we're going to buy Sony products.
What? You, I'm saying anybody else. I'm telling the listeners.
Oh.
If they want to play me in games.
Stupid.
Yeah, she's very stupid. I'm trying to tell the listeners to play with me on PlayStation.
Oh, okay.
Shut your mouth.
I just started to throw a towel off it.
It should work. She stopped doing it.
Yeah.
She covered up. It's weird. She's hilarious that way.
Hey, that thing looks like it's going to fall.
Probably is.
Probably.
That was bad, because it fell on your computer.
Yeah.
So, Mark, what do you think about 3D glasses?
Wait,
I don't want to do this
done
yet.
Done speaking!
Yeah, sound eight more Kringle.
CLAMARI_CASH. Both the C's are capitalized. You have to say something about lazy gamers in it, or else I will not add you.
Well, unless you're not a lazy gamer listener, and you just happen to be trying to friend him.
Well...
Call him out.
Okay, think about it.
Well,
if you get a friend request and it doesn't say something about lazy gamers, you're going to add them anyways.
Not necessarily. But it would help me not delete you right away if you said that. Now, because I'd like to know who I have AJ, to like admit on it, my you're friends a friend list. Whore. No, I'm saying I would like to have some friends that listen to the podcast. I can play with them. And then I won't delete you then if I know you listen to
the podcast. If you want to add me on the PC net, wait a second.
Ah! Facebook. That's wait, right. Do we have a Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page.
I made a group.
Lazy Gamers Podcast Facebook page. Why do we not post things on there?
Or invite me to
you can take a picture of this rubbish.
Nobody ever, should we make a fan page instead of a group?
What? You mean it's not a fan page?
No, it's a group.
Why would it be a group?
Smack him.
I don't know.
Delete the group, make the fan page.
You make the fan page.
I'm not going to make the fan page. I'm going to make... I already made a fan page. Oshkosh Walking Man. Although... well, most of the listeners.
I think he died.
No, he didn't die. I don't know what he's doing right now, though. But he's this dude who walks around town all the time. Yeah, he's a professor at the UWO.
Fine, I'll get on to making that fan.
How do you know he didn't die? Do you read all of the obituaries looking for the Walking Man?
Yes, I do. Walking Man, is he dead yet?
Walking Dead. All right,
go. How long have we got? You just got to give me some timing here. Was it 30? 30 is the time? Okay.
Aw, it's my puppy! 50 for
10
minutes.
50?
I think you can rant for 10 minutes about 3D glasses.
I'm not going to rant 10 minutes about 3D glasses. It's like 30 seconds.
I usually time them. But my watch
that's
is dead.
It?
So
yeah.
I have to get
did
my...
you listen to the last one? Uh-oh. It's good checks.
I have to find a stopwatch. Hey, Sucker Punch. Anyone want to go see that with me when it comes out?
I do want to see that.
We're going.
What's it about? Boom! It's about... Doesn't matter. There's a samurai with a chain gun in it.
Well, boom! It's basically a girl. She, her mother dies or something. And then, like, her dad rapes her. She tries to kill him.
Yeah.
And then she gets sent to this mental institute. And then they have, like... it's like, then it turns into, like, Alice in Wonderland. They're in, like, this separate world.
But...
completing things that, in effect, the real world.
Yeah. But there's a samurai. With a chain gun.
Chainsaw.
And he's giant, too.
World. It's amazing. I have a picture of it.
I know.
On
the,
my iPad.
The chick is actually...
actually.
Is she jumping up
hold on,
to
I got a
cut him,
of it.
I think it is?
So it's like Shadow of the Colossus?
Kind of.
See?
Wait.
You see it.
Oh, well, there's
well, then pass
the chick. Through. Oh, yeah, in the background.
Samurai with
a
chain.
Yeah, it's small because it's in the background, but it's
nice.
A samurai with a chain gun.
Yeah, it's my home screen.
Yeah.
Sucker Punch is awesome.
It's your home screen. That's dedication right there.
From the director of Watchmen and 300.
Yeah, Zachary Snyder.
The two most no-plot action movies ever.
Hey, Watchmen had a plot. Did you read the comic books? Did you read the comic books?
No, but...
did you even watch the movie?
Here's the deal. The movie should be a completely separate entity and should be able to hold up on its own without the comics.
Which it doesn't. It makes absolutely no fucking sense until the last 30 seconds.
That's how the book was. And the
what the hell?
Then it's just poorly written.
It was made for the fans, guys. You have to be a fan
okay.
of the comic.
So it's like Metal Gear Solid, where nobody
I
likes
swear
it.
To God, I'm this fucking knife.
I'm just kidding.
Although one does have a good point.
But wait, wait. If the book is the same way, that means the book is made for the fans. Who were the fans before the book showed up?
Well, no, they wrote the book. The fans, people liked it.
He just tweeted
that,
on his
the
post.
The book was more in depth.
He just
but,
tweeted, like, hey, I'm going to make something about this and that and this. And they're like, oh my god, I love it. And they got tons and tons of fans. And he's like, oh, as fan service to this idea, I'm going to write a book. No, that's not the situation at all.
Maybe you guys have to watch it again and understand what's going on. He also did Dawn of the Dead, by the way.
Not to mention, I don't want to spend
12 to
13 minutes out of my 2-hour movie looking at some blue dude's schlong.
What the hell? There was not that much penis in there.
Yes, there was.
No, no there wasn't.
I would say
you saw it, right?
Any amount of penis.
There was not that much penis. There was a little bit.
It's slightly too much penis.
Yeah, but there wasn't really that.
You misunderstand me. Unless you have been watching pornos since like 8 o'clock this morning, any amount of penis is too much.
As penis in the comic book. So there's less in the movie than there was in the comic
there's
book.
Penis in my pants too, but I don't go showing that to millions of people for $10 a bop.
But he's a blue person.
But the fact
you
that
know,
you think
you're,
there's
you're
a market
real,
for that really said something.
About my ego or my dick?
About the general
no,
consensus.
Have this discussion one like Tripper or Draven's around to help me defend it.
Yeah, no, I'm just
understand why it's good.
Different strokes for different folks.
I understood it, but I thought it was a little bit slow moving.
Yeah, it was slow.
Dude, different strokes for different folks. You like random nonsensical action movies.
Like 53 or something.
And I don't. It doesn't matter.
Not bang the shit out.
Hit me with the rant.
You have 30 seconds starting.
Starting.
Well, we should set it up.
Okay.
Mark's pissed, and he's pissing your mouth. He has 30 seconds.
That's to quite the setup.
3D glasses, motherfucker.
3D glasses.
Go.
Okay. I will start off by saying that I do not really enjoy 3D in the first place. It seems preposterous that we need another dimension to our movies when we just added color however many years ago. It's getting too fast. Anyways, the other point I'd like to make is that these glasses, when you recycle them in the bin, they take them, wash them off, sell them back to you the next time you go to a movie. Plus, when you're at the movie and you're watching it, you don't pay attention to the 3D for more than, like, the first 30 seconds, and then you tune into the movie, and you don't pay attention to the rest of the film and the three-dimensional boom. Also, I would like to point out that the 3D power is being used for evil, because Justin Bieber's new movie is going to be in three dimensions. Yeah. Why do we need three dimensions of Bieber? What is happening? Wow. Ah, quit correcting me on my rant. I will destroy you, AJ.
What about Piranha 3D? Don't you want to see that?
It's already been a minute.
You weren't supposed to say it, Mark.
What?
It was supposed to give them the illusion that we were following the rules.
No, I thought you were going to say 3, yeah.
Set.
2, 1, and then be done.
No, I was saying, shoot.
Come on, man.
It's like Tosh, because when he says, I put 30 seconds on the clock to post as many funny comments as I can, and then he does that, but he doesn't actually gives himself 30 seconds. He does it as long as he has jokes to say. And he gave that away in one episode. He's like, you guys realize I'm not actually going for 30 seconds, right? I go as long as I have jokes.
Okay, well. Yay, nay, rant, yay.
Did I like it, or should you keep going? Is that what you're asking?
No. Did you like it?
I think that you did. That 3D is such a massive subject to rant about that you couldn't even possibly cover the bases, even if you went for the whole hour.
Blast.
But I did like it.
Hooray!
Well, I liked it, but I also like Tron 3D. So
Tron!
That was one of the few movies I've seen in 3D that I actually like enjoyed
the 3D. The better portion of that movie was not in 3D.
I like what? No. Only the real world was.
Yeah. A lot of that movie happened outside.
No!
What are you talking about?
Yes, it did!
8 or 9
the original
minutes.
Tron, you know. A lot of it was outside.
Yeah, only eight or nine minutes were in the real world. Now.
I'm pretty sure it was much more than 8 or 9 minutes.
No, it was like the first, like, 15. Okay.
Ron's gotta say something.
Okay, what do you have to say?
The Lionhearted, tell us. Speak, oh my.
You brought up good points, but I think that 3D is what saved Avatar.
Avatar sucked.
Avatar didn't need saving.
It blew.
Like, James Cameron can go shoot himself.
The only good James Cameron movies were Terminator, just saying.
Didn't like Titanic?
Okay, Titanic.
Not your thing.
But Titanic was too long. It could have been
Alien.
Like...
Alien.
I just took the pandan and I dropped it out of the cup and it went... And it just landed on the tray and is now holding
I
four.
Fucking picture of
this. I believe it made it sound like...
Actually, yeah, if you get the fan page going, we can post this on our wall. So,
people know
ladies and gentlemen, if you want to keep track of these terrible, terrible pictures that are... Anyways, yeah, we'll probably have a fan page up by the time this is posted up. So you can go and look on Facebook. This is the Maiden cast.
I just realized that we shouldn't...
You can flip through this slideshow as I'm speaking.
No. We should not make... We should not make a Facebook page, because it's just going to depress us at how few listeners we have.
No, we
people
have
love us. To keep four people are going to like it.
People
well,
love us.
I'm never even going to go on Facebook to check it out, so it doesn't...
Ron's never on Facebook anyways. How long have we got?
So that's going to be less than four.
We probably have like we have one over. Listener other than
2 minutes.
That could be our slogan.
What?
How long have we got?
We're going down!
No! This should be 15 seconds from the hour, since I did the Dig one in one recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that the Kringle just completely fucked the first, like, the middle yeah. 10 minutes of our...
It's like, if you, probably, if you look at the sound recording of it, it's just gonna be, like, flat line between then.
Because we were
that was an amazing...
Kringles are delicious. I don't know, how many,
equally
if that's, like, just a Wisconsin state, like, because we have, like, brats... Too.
Brats
so that,
are fucking awesome.
Yeah, too. They are, but apparently in other parts of America, people don't eat those, so...
They don't even know what the fuck they are.
They don't know what brats are? That's kind of sad.
They don't know what brats
but
are.
That's what I'm saying. They might know. They might not know what a Kringle is, because that might be a Wisconsin thing.
Yeah. Email us about it, because we don't have enough time to explain in this podcast.
Or rather, a German thing that we took, or that we have because...
Need email!
Wisconsin is like Germany, except better.
Posting on the fan page also counts as
ladies and gentlemen, yes, okay. What I have to say is, email us at Lazy Gamers Podcast. Posting on the Facebook wall. Look for it when it's posted up. Bye.
I love you.
I love you, too.